Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. A little bonus interview from Farm Progress in Decatur, Illinois. Another visit with our friends from BASF, and we're going to talk a little Zotavo this time. We got Colin Rogers. He is a Zotavo seed agronomist. And Colin, you're actually from Illinois as well. How's the year been going for you and soybeans?
Yeah, so I think Illinois' year is a little different than what we're experiencing in Iowa, for sure.
Okay.
But we still have the same struggles. You know, for us, we haven't had the rainfalls Iowa's had throughout the season, but we've had a lack of rainfall in parts that make us a little nervous about finishing out the seed weight at the end of the year. But we have pockets of white mold, pockets of SDS popping up in fields where we had water running across them. But overall, it's going to be an okay year.
Yeah. It's always interesting up in North Dakota because we've had nothing but, like, a cool, but getting to 72 is like a miracle, it seems like. We're starting to get a few more nice days, but we've just had so much rain, the 15, 16, 20 inches of rain, sometimes 3-4 inches at a time. And the seed companies have been earning their money this year for the crops that are plowing through, because if you made it through and you got to the sun and the heat, the crop seems to be doing really well.
No, that's spot on. And as an agronomist, these are the years that I really like to see, right? It's not years I want to see farmers necessarily have
right.
to see, because you see the disease, it makes you nervous. But as an agronomist, it allows us to select better products, better understanding of where they fit. Because we don't see every year that we get this kind of rain, this kind of heat. This year we see a lot of lodging across the countryside, and this allows us to make better choices for farmers in the future.
Well, we took your derecho for you this year, so
we appreciate that.
It's usually come down in this neck of the woods. This year we had it up in the Dakotas. All right, well, give me a little bit more on Zotavo, I guess, as far as, well, completing anything on this year. What's for you, because you're Zotavo, straight true blue agronomist, what makes it special to you?
So what makes Zotavo special to me, and what I see being special for farmers, is that we're launching the newest, most robust genetic diverse lines into the marketplace starting this year in 2025. So when we look at the industry on the whole, and we look at the last 2-3 decades, we've seen a lot of consolidation, right? And with that consolidation, we feel that genetic choice has been removed from farmers. And so now is definitely the right time to be considering new genetics for your farm, to see things that you've never planted before. And we don't just focus on yield. We all like yield. We focus
right.
on it. But we want to focus on those other key traits that pop up in a year like this, such as SDS, white mold, brown stem rot, and make sure we have a nice, robust pipeline that's going to handle those more defensive aspects of selecting a variety.
Well, let's introduce some of the new line that you guys have coming out, early straights. I know we got a list here of 5 or 6. We'll see how time goes here, but here's a few of the high-yielding new products. And is it starting next year, or were they available this year?
So anything that we have on our signs that ends in a 6 will be available next year. But we've also had a lot of really good success in the products that we launched this year, seeing
okay.
wider-scale fields. We've had a lot of steady success. They've looked good all season. But we can talk about, you know, anything from what we've seen this year with our current lineup, as well as what's coming down the pipeline in the future for farmers.
Okay. Well, let's find one that either needs rain or no rain, and then heat and tornadoes, hail, any of those. But let's talk about a few of the new products. If you could pick a couple of them, we'll just talk about
it. Sure. So I think one of the things that's going to be really key when we talk about that northern climate, right, getting all the way up there into Dakotas, farmers looking for that earlier variety out in their fields. 1116 is one of those varieties that I really like, because it does have a taller architecture. It allows us to take a lot more stress than your typical varieties can, because it is a little taller, handle that rolls in the fields. But what I like about it is that it does have that high-end yield potential, but it also is giving us outstanding IDC protection. When we start to get into those high pH soils, that's something that makes me nervous for farmers, that we want to make sure we're picking a variety that's good on that, or increasing our populations to compensate for that at the same time.
I'm looking at the 2206 sudden death syndrome, that particular one. Tell me about that, with a good tolerance for SDS.
Yeah, so 2206 is one that I saw out in our plots last year from our internal lines, and I really liked how it looked. Not only is it a pretty tall plant that can handle that stress, it fits that high-yield environment at the same time as that low-yield environment. And we find that if we lower the populations down, we can really let it stretch, catch that sunlight, especially if we're planting earlier, and we see that maximum yield potential coming out of the plant. When we get into the stress acres, we'll increase that population, force it to become more main stem, lock that yield in for us when the weather turns south on us and we don't get the rainfall.
Okay.
because we can't predict that. But its SDS potential this year has been outstanding. It's done better than I thought it could even do, even with all the rainfall that we've had in areas. It's a strong contender if you have SDS in your fields.
Okay, let's just keep going right down the list if you want.
Oh, absolutely. And so this is going to be a little far south for a lot of your listeners, but 3456, from what I've seen out there, it's probably one of the most attractive beans coming out of the ground. Really fast emergence. Handles tight clay soils exceptionally well. So when we start to talk about timber soils, soils we struggle to get yield on.
But here's the thing. In North Dakota, we got like the heavy clay. There's a lot of clay. So would that work there, or is that not?
I mean, if you're willing to go that late, it might be a Christmas bean for you.
Okay, never mind.
It's pretty late for that far north, but this thing has just handled stress better than any other variety I've ever seen.
Okay.
So like sandy soils. The key with this variety is to keep it off of really productive ground, right? Because it's a really tall plant. If we get into too productive of acres, she'll start to get a little lazy on us, start leaning on us, and we don't like to see that. But its SDS has been outstanding at the same time.
Okay. Let's move to the next one, the 4056.
Yeah, so 4056 is a high-yielding group 4, and I don't think we talk about 4s that have a high yield potential too much, right? A lot of times that focus gets stuck on the group 3s. So 4056 is a shorter plant. It's almost built to go under irrigation, but if you're not running irrigation, like a lot of farmers aren't, where it's really fit to go is kind of river bottom soils that have a lot of water holding capacity.
Okay.
Because this thing, to be blunt, it's not a good neighbor. It doesn't like having friends in the row with it.
Okay.
And so the less competition inside the row, the more branches it throws out there.
Okay.
And those branches are highly productive on this variety in particular.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Last but not least, the 4566.
So 4556, I'm sorry, North Dakota farmers, you're never going to want to touch this.
66,
thing.
The 4566.
That's right.
Okay, yep.
This is a very, very late variety for anybody up north, but anybody that's getting down further south when we start touching, you know, Missouri, Kansas, this is a really tall plant. It's been very, very consistent across soil types, and so any sort of marginal productive soils, highly good variety.
Okay. So we talked about five different options, but only about three, probably two or three meant more for the northern, like
that's
the Dakotas
right.
of this. I'm just curious, when you guys go through this and you're developing and kind of coming up with new traits, where do you get your feedback from? Is this something that you guys are doing research on, or are you taking feedback from growers, or how does that work?
So we get our feedback all over the place, right? And so we're very offensive about how we try to procure that information. And so the first thing is that our breeding program is regionally based, right? We want to make sure that we're breeding in the areas that we're selling the seed.
Mm.
And that allows us to select for varieties that are more acclimated to those climates, more acclimated to the disease pressures. But one of the things that we do to a very high end that not every company does is we have some really good greenhouses down in Memphis, Tennessee. And when we talk about SDS, we put them to the pressure. We make sure it is the worst infection possible on these plants.
Okay.
We evaluate the roots. We're looking for that infection. And this allows us to get a nice ground base of what's the absolute worst SDS this could handle. And so from that, and I'll be honest, nothing survives that screening at the end of the day.
Oh, right? Really?
As it keeps going up, they eventually succumb to the pressure we apply. But then we put it out in fields, and, you know, we're evaluating this the year before it even launches. We're looking for SDS, white mold, phytophthora, things of that nature. And then we double-check it when it goes into a farmer's field.
Well, that was going to kind of lead me into the next question. Is it just a one-year trial, or do you end up trying, like, the 1116? How many years in development is that trait before it hits the market?
Sure. So, like, when we talk about, like, a breeding pipeline, it can take up to a decade to create
really?
A variety.
Okay.
Right? Now, we don't really try screening it out until we know it has the yield, right? And so when we really start to do the pressure on checking that in a field environment, right, we probably get about 2 to 3 years prior to launch that we can really double-check that it doesn't have these issues. Now, unfortunately, as we've seen this year in a lot of varieties on the marketplace, not just ours but every brand, when we don't go through a time period like we saw in your areas where we just kept getting consistent rainfall every single day, it seemed, sometimes we missed the mark because we didn't see that level of pressure up until now.
Okay. So Zitavo compared to 25 to 2026, big difference, or it's just based on traits that you're looking for?
Realistically, we're just trying to fill the portfolio, replace genetics that have kind of aged out of the pipeline.
Okay.
Right? So by all means, like, don't just focus on buying the newest and greatest.
Okay.
Sometimes it's best to buy the most tested.
Whatever works for you, you know, whatever you're happy with, really, right?
That's
I mean,
it.
To a key.
Some of my favorite varieties come out of our 2025 launch.
What's like a recommendation to, you know, before somebody tries Zitavo and decides what's best for them? Or are you recommending like they do like soil testing or just kind of knowing, I mean, or can you just pick your trade? Just like, well, my land is like this and that's what I should get.
So we have a couple tools that we use. I mean, and one of the things that Zitavo excels at is better product placement, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what we do before it even hits the market is we evaluate these. Every company likes to put their plots on the best ground, and every retailer does
right.
the same thing. We do
yep.
strip trials. But the problem is farmers' fields aren't the best ground every single time, and they're much larger than we put in these strip trials. And so what we do before we even launch a product is we actually go out and we try to find really, really rough ground. We call them amp trials, almost like we're trying to amp up the beans for the worst pressure
mm-hmm.
possible. So we're testing on clay, we're testing on sand, and we're trying to see, can we break this variety before we even put it out on the marketplace? And what we find is it's more important to know where a variety doesn't go
right.
than where it should go in a lot of cases.
Right. Well, so we're kind of at the end here, but I just want to make sure. So Zitavo and harvest, obviously, but it won't be very long before people are starting to think of ordering. And if they have not
right.
looked at Zitavo before, what would be your recommendation for them? Check out the website, get a hold of a dealer, or what would you recommend?
Yeah, so by all means, you can go to the Zitavo Soybean Seed website, learn a little bit more about our philosophy, how we're doing things. But my number one recommendation is that if you haven't seen our products out in the field, talk to your local retailer. We have a lot of them out there that are supporting us, selling our varieties. Go walk through those fields. Get a feel for
right.
it. Get to understand what this could look like on your farm.
It could have a big economic impact, you know,
That's
finding
right.
the right soybean. So if you are looking for a website, BASF, is that the best place? Or Zitavo has its own website?
That's right.
There you go. Wow. Okay. And do they have a list of dealers and stuff on there, or can you order it right through the website?
You cannot order it through the website, and I don't believe there's a list of dealers out there, but there is a list of reps that we have with the company that can
okay.
get you in
Help
touch
you.
With the people you need to talk to.
All right. Very good. Colin, anything else before we let you go? Anything we missed you want folks to know?
No. I mean, I just hope farmers get out there early this year. Make sure we start harvesting our soybeans a little more wet than we want to see, because it's going to dry down fast.
Oh, my God. Well, we hope it's going to dry down fast. You're assuming that it's going to stop raining, which it has actually recently up there. But has it been really wet for you guys recently down here in
the
I-States? No,
we could use a good rain down
You guys
here.
Could.
We really could. Now, northern Illinois, it's been raining nonstop. I think they've received 10 inches over the last 10 days.
Oh, my gosh.
The rest of the state, we've been dry for 3-4 weeks.
Isn't that the way that it goes, though?
It does. Somebody loses. Loses every year.
Oh, my goodness. Colin Rogers, Zitavo Seed Agronomist. Thank you, Colin. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Farm Talk coming up in just a moment.